The views expressed on the Thunderbolt are my views, and no one else's. Those views do not necessarily reflect the views of any of the stations that air the Thunderbolt, nor anybody that has anything to do with any of those stations. And now, back to the Thunderbolt.
For the December 16th show, I aired a piece called Capitalism Gone Wild, wherein I provided a Pacific Island nation called Nauru as the perfect nutshell metaphor for capitalism. I described how this tiny nation of just over 8 square miles is as isolated from the rest of the world as any place else is on the whole planet. I described how Nauru used to be a Pacific Island paradise with an abundance of fruit, water, fish, and fowl. I described how Nauru has a mild year-round temperate climate, and you don't even need to wear clothes. And most importantly, I described how Nauru sat atop the richest phosphate deposits ever discovered, and how as a result of their phosphate mines, the Nauruans became, per capita, the richest people on Earth. Then, I described how the Nauruan economy eventually collapsed, and how these days, Nauru is forced to engage in a wide variety of truly extraordinary efforts in order to fund their nation. I described how these days, Nauru must import everything that they consume, even their fresh water. However, just as we reached the climax of that show, and just as I was about to describe what happened to Nauru's riches, and why a fecund Pacific Island must now import everything that they eat, drink, or wear, I left listeners hanging. I informed you that if you wanted to know what had happened to Nauru, then you had to tune in to this week's show. So I would like to say that this was the result of virtuosity and strategic planning on my part. After all, leaving your audience hanging right at the critical point so that they will tune in to your next program is a strategy as old as the hills. But frankly, this happened only because Capitalism Gone Wild turned out to be a much longer piece than I had originally anticipated, and I could not fit all of it into the December 16th show. And so now, finally, we come to the blockbuster conclusion in this epic tale of tragedy and woe. During that December 16th show, I described my source for this story, a reporter named Jack Hitt, who arrived in Nauru in 2005. I told you that upon his arrival in Nauru, Mr. Hitt caught a taxi, and that during that taxi ride, Mr. Hitt saw firsthand exactly why, after such a meteoric rise to such atmospheric heights, now Rue is now so broke. And he saw precisely why now Rue must now import everything. And so now, finally, the Thunderbolt will describe exactly what Jack Kent saw on his taxi ride. So at first, they stuck to the shoreline, and Mr. Hit saw all of the normal things that you normally see in any idyllic Pacific Island paradise. He saw palm trees. He saw abundant flora and fauna. He saw white beaches being gently lapped by warm and gentle azure seas, and so forth. Then, Mr. Hit indicated to the taxi driver that he wanted to go topside, or into the elevated interior of the island. He noted that the taxi driver's mood immediately darkened upon learning of this. But the driver reluctantly complied, and he turned into one of the few side roads that lead up onto what is called the top side. And what Mr. Hit saw in the top side, he describes as one of the scariest things I have ever seen. For you see, here is the thing about Nauru. The entire island has been strip mined right down to its coral skeleton. There is nothing left of Nauru's lush paradise except a narrow scrim along the shoreline. I will allow Mr. Hit to describe it in his own words. Quote, "It is a haunting landscape of dugouts, stone channels formed by limestone towers and coral outcroppings, all blindingly white under an intense equatorial sun. The winding channels amongst these coral spires are lined with appallingly silky dirt and old filthy trash that is too expensive to export from the island. And it blows all around this blistering desert. Shreds of plastic bags snag on bits of coral, and feral dogs hunt in the canals. The taxi driver told me how that when he was a boy, all of this was dense tropical forest. It is impossible to walk topside. The exposed coral skeletons will shred either your shoes or your bare feet if you try. And nothing grows there, except in isolated patches where there is still a little bit of soil that wasn't carted away. pure white landscape baking under the equatorial sun, mixed with the thick dust, is stifling and nearly unbreathable, and the canyons effectively block all breezes from the sea. And now, rising sea levels are about to eliminate their narrow little strip of coast. Yes, after thousands of years of the good life, the now ruins sold their paradise for 30 pieces of Western silver. Now their paradise is lost. Their 30 pieces of silver are gone. And there is quite literally nowhere else left for them to go. Nauru has an unemployment rate of 90%. Of the 10% that are employed, 95% of them are employed by the government. The value of the trust fund that was supposed to finance Nauru's future has shrunk from $1.3 billion with a B in 91 to $138 million with an M in 2002. And ironically, while Nauru's fake banks were thriving, the National Bank of Nauru was going insolvent. Tourists have no interest in an island that has been strip mined, and divers have no interest in coral reefs that have been killed by mining runoff. Yes, kids, welcome to Nauru. Capitalist world in microcosm. And as for Nauru's future, at the end of his visit to Nauru, Jack Hitt interviewed the president of Nauru, Bernard Dowiyogo, D-O-W-I. Y-O-G-O. They had breakfast together. Mr. Hitt asked President Dowiyogo what new economic development plans the president had for Nauru. The president replied that since all of the phosphate would soon be gone, he was considering some new ideas. President Dowiyogo said that he was looking into a new technology that would allow them to cut the limestone pentacles, now exposed in Nauru's interior, into flat slabs, whereupon the Nauruans would polish these slabs and sell them as ancient coral coffee tables in the United States. That sounds good enough. But Mr. Hitt then asked President Dowiyogo what other ideas he had. President Dowiyogo just stared at Mr. Head blankly and then took a bite of toast.
So I'm going to finish out the rest of the show with some music now. This is Anderson Bruford, Wakeman and Howe.
Let us be together, let's pretend that we are free. Let's so be where the angels find us, we all have the key. Shall we seal the truth of life? Shall we light the heavens? We're so good at finding pleasure as to what we are and how we fit together. Let us sing the song it is, let the sound of all believe. Let's all find that space in life to follow in between. It's something that I feel far upon my soul, countenance of love for one and all. To know there's so many ways the force of nature prevails, I lay down and I pray. Let's get our hearts together, and as before and like before, we'll do again. To know there's so many ways the force of nature prevails, I lay down and I pray. Let's get our hearts together as before and like before, we'll do again. Let's get our hearts together as before and like before, we'll do again. Let's get our hearts together as before and like before, we'll do again. Do
Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. Neither the stations that air the Thunderbolt, their sponsors, their members, their underwriters, nor anyone else that has much to do with anything else in any way, is responsible for the content of the Thunderbolt, nor do they necessarily agree with the views expressed on the Thunderbolt. If you have any comments, or if you wish to express an opposing opinion, you should send an email to Dana 98501@gmail.com, and we will make arrangements. And I hope that you have a day. And you may want to grab a pen or something, because I'm about to give you some information. If you like what you hear here on the Thunderbolt, then the Thunderbolt archives are stored at dana98501.wordpress.com. That's D-A-N-A 98501, which is the downtown Olympia zip code, .wordpress.com. And if you would like to continue hearing the Thunderbolt, you can contribute to our cause at patreon.com/thethunderbolt. And
thank you very much.